Retro soul is an umbrella term used to describe R&B music of the present that's made to sound like it comes straight out of the past. It's a style pioneered by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings and the late Amy Winehouse. This year, two new albums by London's The James Hunter Six and New York's Charles Bradley continue the trend. Reviewer Oliver Wang looks at how these artists walk a fine line between inspiration and replication.
It's tempting to describe the voices of Charles Bradley and James Hunter as timeless, but that's not quite right. When we hear the jagged tear in their singing, we know exactly what era they're honoring. I'm tired of the city life. I'm tired of the city people trying to get in my business. That's Charles Bradley off his latest album, Victim of Love. Bradley, who is now in his mid-60s, was signed by Daptone Records partially because of a James Brown act he used to perform. The comparisons are obvious enough, but Bradley's come into his own voice through two albums so far, emoting with such a powerful sense of anguish that at times it cuts you to the core. I'm a victim of loving you. I'm a victim. Meanwhile, London's 50-year-old James Hunter also taps into R&B's legacies, but from an earlier era than the more popular Motown or Memphis songbooks. James Hunter 6 album, Minute by Minute, also has a Daptone connection. It was produced by the label's co-founder, Gabriel Roth, and he nails the sound of R&B in its formative years when it was part rock and roll, part jump blues, all swing and swagger. It's a marvelous fit with Hunter's own swoons, croons, screams, and rips as he and the group time warp back to the early days of AM rock radio, minus the static. You don't have to win. Hunter and Bradley so perfectly capture R&B's yesteryear that critics sometimes describe their music as being trapped in amber. But almost all pop music riffs on past styles, whether from last month or last century. Besides, a musical equivalent to amber doesn't sound so bad. People find value in amber. We value it precisely for its ability to preserve the past. We value it for providing a window into histories that may otherwise go lost or forgotten. We value amber because it glows. I found out for a natural fact. What you
hand out, you don't always get back. Our reviewer Oliver Wang is an associate professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach and writes the audio blog Soul Sides. Better than none. She fixed her hand while I was playing for